Shall we pray?
Our dear eternal Father, we come before you this evening because you have made a way for us. Thank you for your grace that started the week with us. Thank you for your protection, your love, your care, your guidance. Lord, since the week began, you have been our help. We are grateful to you. We also want to thank you, Lord, for the events that transpired this week. Lord, we honor you because you are sovereign. We see your decision. Most times it's palatable, sometimes it's not palatable. But you are God. You are unquestionable. Father, we pray for comfort, we pray for consolation for the bereaved. Lord, for everyone that is affected one way or the other. Thank you, everlasting God. We know you don't leave your people. In whatever condition, you are always there to help. Because you are the present help in time of trouble. We bless you. Thank you for making a way for us to come to your house this evening. We have come, Lord, to fellowship with you around the holy oracle that you have stored for us by your divine provision. Lord, through the message that you gave to the prophet, the messenger to this age, we thank you. We are happy, Lord, that each time we gather, we know we are hearing directly from the Almighty God, that we are not feeding upon human ideas and opinions. We are feeding on direct, thus said the Lord, that can bring conversion of souls, that can add rapturing faith to us, that can build the character of Jesus in us to make us to be like him. Lord, we have come again to be partakers of this blessing, to be partaker of this purpose, why the word was stored and was sent and made available to us at this time. We pray, gracious Lord, that you will quicken your word by your spirit that brought the word. You make it alive in our hearts and our souls. Lord, you circumcise our hear and our hearts. That, Lord, we have discernment of your word that we will hear. And by that, the character of Jesus will be molded in us. Let it be upon the Father. There are so many needs, Lord. We have come for prayer meeting. Many needs, desires will be presented to you in form of written and the one that will be presented on the screen. Eternal Father, in the time of prayer, may you inspire us, Father, and may you instill faith in our heart to believe you for those requests. Whatever it is, at the end of the whole thing, Father, let it be that we are blessed and that your name is glorified. Resting the step of our brothers and sisters still coming, glorify your name. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. God bless you. We welcome ourselves to the house of God again. Let's open our Bible to Philippians chapter 2. We'll start reading from verse 5. Philippians chapter 2. Just a little encouragement this evening, reminding ourselves of the purpose why God sent the message and why God came in the flesh. All right, we'll start reading from verse 5. Let this mind being in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his word to our hearts. God bless you. You can please be seated. We thank the Lord for his help upon us all the time, and for making a way for us to be in his house. We are grateful to God. Just as I said, a little a few paragraphs from the sermon, Identification. So we want to see just a little something that the prophet will want us to learn from this. Praise be to God. We are all here because God made it a possibility for us to be here. And we are grateful. This sermon emphasizes identification. And that identification is identifying ourselves in the light of the Bible characters. Identifying ourselves in the light of the Bible characters. Looking at Father Abraham. Does my life resemble Father Abraham? Looking at Isaac, looking at Jacob, looking at Judas Iscariot, looking at Esau, looking at Jacob, looking at Cain, looking at Abel, looking at, you know, the Old Testaments, and look at those who had positive and negative lives, those who are on the side of the devil, and those who are on the side of God. Those who were on the side of God, where they ended it. And those who are on the side of the devil, where they ended it. As the prophet tells us that we must also identify ourselves in the light of the Bible characters. You look at their lives, look at the spirit that worked in them, because the prophet told us that spirits don't die. The spirits don't die. There are people in the Old Testament, they are given to anger. They are given to wrath. In the Bible, we see people like that. What they did with their wrath, with their anger. And people that are patient, that have godly lives, that epitomize the character of Jesus Christ, live by the instructions of the word, and by that brought glory to God, and where they handed it. So the prophet made us to understand that spirits don't die. The spirit of righteousness is still here today. And the spirit of unrighteousness, the spirit of wickedness, the spirit of murder, the spirit of lie, the spirit of cheating, the spirit of stealing, the spirit of immorality, fornication, adultery, gossip, backbiting, slanderous spirit, despisers of them that are good, those spirits, they are still existing. The spirit of goodness, of gentleness, of love, as we see expressed in Galatians chapter 5, in the fruit of the spirit there, the spirit that is responsible for the, you know, production of the fruit is still here. In fact, that spirit is eternal. It cannot die. The other spirit, they are subject to time, and they will fade out one of these days. And so those who are possessed with their spirit and they end their life with those spirits will also fade out with them. For the Bible says, he that loves the world and the things of the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And the world passes away and the love thereof. And so also with anyone that loves the world, we pass away with the things of the world. Praise be to God. We begin our background from paragraph 19. We are looking at the one preaching 1964, February 16. And now we are going to speak this evening upon identifications. In the Bible character, we are going to or identify our present condition and with characters of the Bible of other ages. Praise be to God. Now the prophet using this as an opening paragraph to point, give us a pointer where the sermon is going to, gives us a little narration of a little boy whose auntie, the sister of his mother, got married and married in the city. So this boy and his mother or whoever took him there traveled to that place. And the boy has never seen a mirror. It's a story we all know. This boy has never seen a mirror in his life, a little boy. So, you know, but the prophet said in most homes, in those homes, they usually have the full mirror stuck to the back of the door. You know, so usually when they dress, they will go to that place and go and look at themselves. But this boy lived in a place where they didn't have money to even buy. So maybe if father only had a little one that he stuck to the tree, anytime he shaved, he went there. So but the boy was not tall enough to see it. So this boy followed somebody to the city and he got there. And so he was like any other boy, was running up and down from one room to the other. And then suddenly as he was climbing the staircase, at the end of the staircase, another boy appeared before him. And that was the mirror. He didn't know. So I was climbing the staircase, another boy appeared before him. He saw the boy. As he was moving, the boy was moving towards him. He waved to the boy. The boy also waved to him. He did a sign, the boy also did it. Then he got closer. When he got closer, then he said, "Ha, it is me." And the prophet said he was able to identify himself. Praise be to God. Okay. The prophet said that is what we are supposed to do, to say that that is me when we hear the word of God. So I just wonder today if we could look in the Bible and say that's me. And the Bible is a mirror. But the Bible tells us in Peter that whoever stands before the mirror of the word of God is a mirror that tells you who you are when you hear the word of God. It doesn't, when you stand before God's word, you don't see me. You will be an hypocrite. I will be an hypocrite to allot the word that is going now. Because the word is a mirror. See you. What you are hearing is not for me. It's for you. What I'm hearing is not for you. It's for me. Because I will be judged based upon my actions and reactions about what I have heard. And you will be also. Judgment will come on the basis of what you have heard and what you have seen. But the prophet told us that our eternal destination is not altogether determined by what you hear and see, but the discernment that we have of the thing we have heard and that we have seen. And so if you have heard God's word and you see Brother Joshua there, you have missed the mark. You have come to church in vain. Do you understand what I've said? Of course, it is possible to have an idea of the life of a person and you see that part of the world is talking about a character like that. Don't busy yourself with that.
It's not your business. Your business is to see the part of the world that can wash your life, that can mold your character to the character of Jesus Christ. Many people, when the word of God is going on and the word of God hits somebody that they know perhaps is guilty of certain things, oh, their amen becomes very louder. You are a political person. You are doing political amen. You are not saying amen, so be it. Because the prophet said amen means so be it. Let thy word come to pass. Let the word be as it is. And you will not only be able to say amen to God's word if the word of God is hacking you. If your life is contrary to that word, you won't be able to say amen. So the word of God is going forth, not to another person, but to you. Because the other person, you don't know what is taking place in the heart of that person. Because we have a song that we sing. I know not. Please, can you project it as it comes to my mind?
I know not why God's wondrous grace to me He did impart.
All right? Let's have it fully from the... Our song leaders, can you give us 47? Yeah. I know not why God's wondrous grace to me He has made known, nor why unworthy Christ in love redeemed me for His own. Somebody might be in that condition. As the word, listen very closely. God sends His word for the deliverance of His people. The Bible says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall do what? Set you free. But the truth can actually ban a person when you can't hide. When it's not appropriated the way it should be appropriated. When you are taking it that you are appropriating the life of another person, it can't have effect upon you. The only thing that you can do for that other person is to go to God in prayer. And if you have opportunity to talk peaceably and lovingly to that person, and then you support it with prayers. But to say political amen, where you are seated and you look into the side of that person, oh, Tim Ogun to Bawa Church. I know not how. Now look at it. I know not how this saving grace, saving faith, to me He did impart. How did He impart it to me? I don't know. Nor how believing in His word wrought peace in my heart. Because you believe it. I don't know how the Spirit moves, convincing men of sin. When the word is going for the person that you see as a sinner now, while the person comes to the church, even as a stark sinner, and the word is going, you don't know God's program for that person. I am only trying to emphasize this part, that let us not be political. Let us come to the church minding our business. Come to the church, mind your business. Because you will not help yourself. The person that you are thinking about, God might be rotting work in him. The Spirit of God might be dealing with him. You do not know. And it goes out justified than you that you are condemning him. Because he's the only Savior. He sends this war and He healed them and delivered them from all their destructions. Because He's the only Savior. He's the one that has the plan or program of salvation in His hand. He's the one that knows when to attend to what. He is the Savior. No, He's always been quoted every now and then. The pastor is fond of it, that salvation belongs unto God. And that's the message. Take the message, appropriate it to yourself. The only people we can have faith for are these our little boys and little girls that cannot exercise faith. You can then believe for salvation for your children. If God increases your faith, if you are also in that condition. It is not to apply the word as you are seated there to another person. Sing, let this sink into your heart. It's a pill, gospel. It is meant for you. It is not meant for another person. It is whosoever wills. So if you are willing, swallow the pill for yourself. And so when he works on you, he will help you. Hallelujah. I know not how the Spirit moves, convincing men of sin, revealing Jesus through the word, creating faith in him. Somebody that came with fear and doubt and unbelief in God's work can go out of that place bubbling with the faith of Jehovah. Because that's only that's what God can, only God can do. And we must expect that every time we gather together. For God to do what man cannot do. So as we pray, as a preacher, we come to the platform and we say, oh God, direct your word to the heart of the predestinated. And that is God that knows that. The preacher will just remain here depending upon the inspiration of God to speak. Even outside of the thing he has written down here. The inspiration of God will come and meet the need of somebody. And the person will just know that, look, God speaks indeed. Hallelujah. I don't know what of good or evil may be reserved for me, of weary ways or golden days before his face I see. I know not when my Lord may come at night or noon day fear, nor if I walk the veil with him or meet him in here. My emphasis is on the third, second, and third stanzas there. Where it says, I know not how the Spirit moves. You don't know it. It's only God that sends. As he sends his word, the Spirit follows it. And he hits the person that he wants it to hit. And the person begins to have a change of mind right where the person is sitting. The person begins to think on his ways, think on our ways. I begin to feel that, why am I like this? I can change now. This, that means it's possible for me to change. I don't want to be like this. And the person bent down and he said, in humility, and he prays. Whereas somebody that is allotting that word and say that, see him. Is the one that God is talking to, like the publican and the Pharisee. Jesus Christ gave us the testimony parable of that. He told us that two people went to pray. One was a Pharisee, and he stood on his own righteous ground. I pray this 5 times a day. I give alms. I do my tithe. I do all this. I do all that. I'm not like this publican that collect bribe, that do that. And then Jesus Christ shifted attention from the Pharisee and he shifted our attention to the publican. What did he say? He said the publican who didn't have confidence to look up unto heaven. And what was he doing? He was smiting his chest with his face down. Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. The God that sees their attitude was the one that was talking to us, telling us about them. He now asked us, which of them went home justified? He said, I say unto you, the publican. When we come to the house of God, our purpose of coming is for the war. The word of God to have effect upon us, to remold our character, our heart stance, to soften us, to make us pliable in God's hand. Instrument that can be bent here, that could be bent here, that God can use in any situation, in under any circumstance. Bending to the wall. The wall bends there, you bend there. The wall goes there, you bend there. The wall bends there is not to remain rigid. God is sending his wall to soften us, to make us pliable. Hallelujah. Character. So I just wonder today if we could look in the Bible and say, that's me. And we wonder which one. Is it? Which character in the Bible will we look like? Like we have said initially. Will it be Abraham? Father Abraham? Will it be? What? What's it? Merciful God. Well, anyhow, something has gone forth. So, well, that's me. And we wonder which one is it, which character in the Bible will we? This time is running so fast. As we wonder which one is it, which character in the Bible will we look like? And let's just take that for a little text now and stay with it for a while. And as we look into God's word, let's identify ourselves. For he gives others in there for examples of what we are. Now remember that God takes his spirit. He takes his man, but never his spirit. Satan takes his man, but never his spirit. So let's see if we can identify our present state now with Bible characters. Now, the Bible says all those things happened back in those days for our examples. For us, they are our examples. And the prophet told us that the character, our character molds us to the image of what we are. Our character, the character of our lives, the spirit, the life that is in us, is the one that is responsible for the character that we have. Type of life that is inside of us is the one that is responsible for the character that we have. And the prophet talked about kokobo. Kokobo is a particular plant that sticks to the people when you go there. We call it a mound or something like that. Yeah. So, the prophet said, if you take it, you plant it, you are going to get kokobo. If you mix it with another plant, you won't get nothing. But the reason is because it is the life of that kokobo that is producing kokobo. That kokobo, when it grows, it grows out with the seed that is sticky. So when you go there, you pass the place, you just stick on your clothes. Other plants that doesn't have that kind of a life, when you pass through them, they won't stick to you. Because that's not the type of life that is in that plant. So the prophet said, our character, the character that we display, is molded in us by the life that is in us. And that's why you look at yourself. Look inside of you. You look at your reactions. You look at your actions. Most times, our actions to brethren can be a little milder. When you react to others outside, it might be wider. You have to study those characters. Then it means that you have two faces. You are gentle in the church, but they are like a wolf. You have to watch. You don't have to be deceived. Don't allow the devil to deceive you. The character you display in the church is a makeup. Because it's not consistent. If the character is consistent, what you display in a godly atmosphere will be displayed in a rough atmosphere. Because the prophet said, God's spirit cannot be changed. His character cannot be changed. Nothing influences God's character. Atmosphere does not change God's character. So if that nature is still there, that is sassy, that is touchy, that character that people will be afraid to come near you because of the response they are going to get from you is going to be pokey, then you know that why you are pokey like that, why you are touchy like that, you are thorny like that, it is because of the character, the type of life that is inside of you. That is producing it. And that is why, by the grace of God, we will look into the life of Jesus Christ as a model of godly character. I will read that before we... Jesus Christ is a model of character. Now, I just permit this. I look up the word model of character. And I was happy with different things that was given to me. Model of character generally refers to an exemplary person or ideal that embodies positive and admirable traits. Admirable traits. Positive and admirable traits. It signifies someone whose behavior, values, and integrity serve as a standard for others to follow.
You see?
Yeah.
You know, they give us a breather.
He said, model of character represents exemplary behavior, represents strong value. An individual who adheres to strong moral principles and behaviors. Someone who consistently demonstrates positive actions and ethical conduct. Positive influence. Someone who inspires and encourages others to develop their own positive character traits. You see? So this model of character is a person, finally, who sets a high standard for how to live a virtuous and respectable life. And there is no other person besides Jesus Christ.
Because he's our example.
He's the one we are to take as our model. He's the one we are to take as our example. We are not to take all these movie stars, all these TikTok stars, all these radio stars. We are not supposed to take any human being, not even a preacher, for our example. Because we are all looking at one example.
Brother Sam said it here that even Abraham says that he is not an example, but
he is the first sheep to be first wheat to be waved. The first one in this generation that epitomized Christ. That we look at his life so close to the life of Jesus, until the people are calling him Jesus. They were thinking he was God. And people wanted to baptize in his name. Of course, it was the wrong spirit that was removed. They went to the extreme. That evil spirit went to the extreme.
His life, Abraham's life, was so close to the life of Jesus Christ.
Because the life of Jesus Christ was the life that molded his character. And when we see a character of that kind, then we'll be thirsty to be like him. We'll be hungry to be like that. We want to be like this. Sometimes, personally, I look at situations, if I want to do certain things, I say, okay, what would Abraham do in this condition? What would our Lord, if he was the one, what will he do in this condition? Then I wait for God's grace. And by God's grace, because we must bring ourselves to that reality. Because if I am his representative, I will have to do what he will do. I will have to act what he will act. I will have to react the way he will react. If I did contrary to the way he would do, then I'm not representing him in that situation.
May the Lord be our help. Let's bow down our heads. We'll continue at some other time.
Identification. We all have ears, and we have heard. Let's talk to God. Look into your life. Look at your character. Bless you.
God is the one that is working on us. He's the one that is molding us. Nothing else. He's molding us by his word. He has given us the word. But the word must mold our character. Must mold us to be simple, to be gentle, to be friendly. Not as a natural nature, or as a natural trait. But Holy Ghost inspired, Holy Ghost influenced. Because the prophet told us in the sermon, the stature of a perfect man, that some are naturally patient, some are naturally, you know, good. They have some have these virtues. Naturally, some have this knowledge. Naturally, some have, you know, they can control themselves naturally. Some are not greedy naturally. But they are lacking somewhere else. Because it is natural. But when it is Holy Ghost born, Holy Ghost produced, Holy Ghost, you know, inspired, then it's divine. It has no band. It knows no band. It knows It knows no limitation. It cannot be overstretched. And you know, there's an elastic. There's a level you will stretch an elastic, it will cut. God is not like that. His Holy Spirit is not like that. He has no limit of any stretch. Let's talk to God. Let's look into our lives as individuals.
Jesus Christ's name we pray.
While we bring this part to a conclusion, I invite the pastor to come and pray for us. You have a desire in your heart, express it to God. Well, pastor, pray for us.
Our blessed Heavenly Father, we thank you again this evening for making a way for us to come to your house. Your prophet told us that when we come to your house, we call to check up with our soul salvation. And you have promised, Lord, that where two or three are gathered together in thy name, there will be in the midst of them. O prophet said, be in the midst of your people, will you not come as an onlooker? That you come as a recording agent. You come to design our needs and to meet our needs, to answer our prayers, to grant our requests. Father, we pray you do that to each and every one of us this evening. In the name of Jesus Christ, go from chair to chair, from bed to bed, from person to person. For that is why we come here. We want to be like you. All through life journey from earth to glory, we ask to be like you. Help us, O God. We can't do that by ourselves. We can't mechanize it. It had to be you working in us both to will to do all thy good pleasure. We pray, Master, as men as have faith with your spirit already, we pray for a healing, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. As many as are yet to be filled, we pray that you fill them, O Father. For it is that your spirit only to bring a man or a woman to your character. Thank you, our Father. Help us, Heavenly Father. In whichever way we have behaved contrary to what is expected of us, please, Master, forgive us, Lord. May our mistake come under the blood. It's our prayers. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name, Lord. So we go into prayers. We pray you inspire us to pray as we commence saints. And at the end of the service, Lord, we all testify that truly we are being in the presence of the Almighty God and they accept us as individuals. Lord, replenish your servant at the top of the own of his ministry and that of others, Lord. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray. Amen.
Jesus Christ's name we have prayed. God bless you. Our God is faithful. He answers. He hears and answers prayers. We have the testimony. We have it in the Bible. We have it in our lives too. We are believing that he will give us testimony concerning this request. Let us sing before I hand over to the associate. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen.
7-5.
Wonderful passion and beauty. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege you have given to us to come to this midweek service. And we thank you for all the blessings we have received in the service. Right from the worship service to the reading of the scriptures and the preaching. And then this prayer session also, we thank you for all you have accomplished in our life and in our midst tonight. May your name be glorified. Lord, we ask that you give unto us the faith that we have need of, to believe that this request that we have committed into your hand, that Lord, you have answered. And Lord, give us expectation, positive expectation, to know that the answers will come at your own time. Grant it, dear Father. Remove doubt and unbelief from us, and give unto us that kind of faith that have air on the chest. Your word we have heard tonight, may your spirit water it in our hearts, and make it to bring forth its expected fruits. Once again, thank you for the vessel you have used. We pray you bless and replenish him for the virtue that has left him, and lift up the honor of his ministry. We see that this rain is down, and it's time for us to go back to our home. And some are going, Lord, very far, even with public transport. You that made a way for us to be here, may you make a way for them to go back home, Lord. Watch and protect all of us as we return back to our homes, Lord, and give us a wonderful night rest. As we leave the rest of the week in your hand, that your grace will abide with us, and guide us and meet with all our needs, and bless us in all our endeavors. Those who are not here tonight, maybe on account of his head, may you perfect their head also. Thank you, gracious Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you. We put this information on the church platform of the passage of our brother David Innocent, the son-in-law of Brother Caleb and the husband of Sister Grace, Neogu. I think most of us know him. They were here last with us in service, December 15, the fellowship with us here. Last year, he was knocked down with sickness. It just happened Saturday evening that he just suddenly went off and was in that state of coma, and he was pronounced gone on Monday. And yesterday, the body had been taken to Nnewi in Anambra State, and the burial will be done in that area, maybe upper week or so. But the church here in Abeokuta is organizing a service of songs in his honor this week, Friday, next tomorrow. And I'll put the address at the church platform. Boys, Ilagwe, I may not pronounce it well. Ilagwe or Ilagwe community. That is the area of Pastor Teres' house and church, where they are also living, not far from that place. That is where their houses, and that's where the service of song will take place. And when we put something there, you may, if you need more details, you may contact Brother Stephen, who was there with Brother Uche yesterday, stroke today, and maybe they will give you. But the service is going to be 3 p.m. on Friday. I think they put it like that so that people that traveled and carried on back to their base that same day. God bless you all. Let's continue to pray for Sister Grace and the son, for God's strength and grace. The family of Brother Innocent, the family of the Ogus, for God's grace at this time. God bless you. And may the Lord keep evil away from us at this time. Those things are so many left and right that is not palatable. But when we reach this junction, there is nothing we can humanly do than to accept God's will and trust God for his grace to march forward. God bless you richly. Shall we rise? Hymn number 38. I am dying, O Lord. I am thy Lord.